Okay, Shalom Uvracha. Welcome back, everybody, to our Shmir Salashan class learning. I hope everybody is, I don't know what to say, Shlomi Kishlom Ha'am. Shlomi Kishlom Ha'am. Let's recite the Tfilah al-Hadibur, please. Yubana Sha'olam, Yuratzma Fanecha, Rachem V'chanan, Shetetzakeni Hayam, V'cholyam, Vishmar Piyu, Ulishoni Mulashan Ha'arachilas. Ezra medaber afil ish yachid, v'kol shekein ha'kaisa, or chelek mehem, v'kol shekein b'Yisrael, amedosu shal kol shebaruch hu, ezra medaber divrei shekher, chanufa mechlokas, kas, gai, v'onas, tvarim, habanas, panim, v'yitzonus, v'chol divrei asr, v'zakinu shel ledaber, kim daber hatzari, chilani, gufi, v'nafshi, v'yukol ma'asai, v'dibruai, l'shem shemayim, amen, v'amen. We are learning as always the Lui Nishmaso and the Zecher Nishmaso Tzvi Gershon Ben Yov Echana Lav Hashem. Hashem should continue to merit an Aliyah and Zechira Letova. He should be made Yitzi Oshar for his whole family, for Besoros Tova, Simchas, Nachas Mibanim, Ubnei Banim. We are also learning as Chos Aliyah Nishama and Zechira Letova for Zev Wolf Ben Yishai Lav Hashem. Hashem should have his Chos Aliyah and the merit of a Divrei Torah. And with your permission, as his Chos for a Rafua, continued Rafua, and Besoros Tovas for Brach Abigail, Besor Of course, also during this time, I think it's impossible that we do not have. It's impossible that we all do not have the current matzav. We are facing as a nation, as a land, as a people in mind, and we just daven that Be'ezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see our avoda, accept our divrei Torah. And be misorer his rachamim to bring Yeshuos and besuros tovos and shalom ba'aretz l'chol yeshvaha mamish bekarov mamish. Okay, let's get right into our learning. I'm going to screen share. We're going to be doing, I don't know if anyone remembers, but a few weeks ago we were learning the Mesha Chachma. No, we didn't. We learned the Rambam on Megillas Esther, and the Rambam writes on Megillas Esther that the reason that the people were saved from Haman and his wicked decree during the time of Esther and Mordechai was because the people all knew that Esther was a Jewess, Am Yisrael knew, but nobody was a Malshinim. Nobody informed the government that Esther was a Jewess. They all kept the secret. The Rambam writes in his commentary to Megillas Esther, was a source that Dr. Dan Geisel shared with me. We learned it maybe 2 months ago, since we only meet every other week. We learned it maybe 3 or 4 classes ago. I don't remember exactly, that it was an unbelievable Rambam, that the whole reason they were worthy of Yeshua from the enemy who rose to destroy them, behold, our Rador Amdi Malenu L'chaloseinu, is Mamish L'chaloseinu, L'ashmi L'aragadis, Kol Yudim Minerva, Jokin Tafen Hashem, like we see today. The enemy wants to destroy every single Jew. That's exactly what Haman and Ahasuerus wanted to do. And the Rambam writes, fascinating Rambam, that the whole reason that they were saved from Ahasuerus and Haman's plot of extermination was because they kept their mouth. Nobody revealed the secret. Everybody knew that Esther was a Jewess, and yet not one person wrote a letter to the kingdom, whether it was for a monetary reward or for a higher position in government or to save themselves. No one sold out Am Yisrael during that time. And the Rambam says, Ad kadei kach, that such is the power of not speaking Lashon Ra, and that literally translates it as wicked or evil, bad speech. Because of that, the entire nation was zocha. They held their tongues. Could you imagine? The entire nation was zocha for holding their tongues to Yeshua. Okay, what we are going to do now is that we are going to go to 2 pieces of the Mesha Chochma that relate to this idea that in a time of war, it is the zchus of Shmiras HaLashon that saves Am Yisrael. So clearly we are all aware that we are in a tremendous time of pachad. We are in a tremendous war, a very difficult war against the evil enemy who has risen to destroy us. I'm going to begin by screen sharing the psukim from 2 different places in Chumash, and then we're going to go to the Mesha Chachma of Meir Simcha Koimi Devings, Chusa Yagin Alinu. So let me screen share, let me just find, here we go. Is the first thing. Okay, could you see it says Shemos 6, Shemos Perikvav? Yeah, okay, very good. Thank you so much. So we're not so far away from Sefer Shemos, by the way. Miketz Vayigash Vayechi, we're coming up to with the reconciliation in the 6th parasha of Yosef and the brothers. And it looks like a joyous reunion when Yaakov and his family comes down to Egypt. Really, it's the beginning of Shiva Mitzrayim. Yaakov and his family coming down and settling in Goshen, which looks like a very nice reunion between Yaakov and his long-lost son Yosef, is really, there's much more than meets the eye, and it's really the beginning of the Egyptian exile. 6 parashas Vayechi. Did I say Miketz? 6 parashas Vayechi. No, Vayigash. Ramba Yechi, and then it's already coming up to Parsha Shemos. And in the second Parsha of Sefer Shemos, Parsha Ve'era, we have what's known as the Arba Lashon Gula, the four languages or the four terms of redemption, equal to these four, parallel to these four terms of redemption. God promised in four terms to redeem us from Egypt. We drink four cups of wine on Leil HaSeder, at the Pesach Seder. So the four Lashonos Geula, we're just looking very quickly. We're in the beginning of Parak Vav in Sefer Shemos. Kosh Baruch Hu says, I've heard the groans of the children of Israel that the Egyptians are enslaving them. I remember my covenant. Therefore, you, Moshe, should say to the children of Israel, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Votseisi, Aschem Mitachas Shivas Mitzrayim, I will take them out from under the burden, the travail, the affliction of Egypt. V'hid salti eschem me'avodasem, I will save them from the work. V'ga'alti eschem bizronetu v'shvatim gedolim, and I will redeem them. So here we go. V'tseisi is the first session. I will take them out. V'hid salti hatsala, I will save. V'ga'alti, I will redeem with an outstretched arm and with great wonders, with great judgments. V'la'kachti eschem li'lo'am v'yisi l'cham l'okim, that's referring to Matan Torah. These are the Arba Lashon of Geula. Of course, we're still waiting for the fifth Lashon of Geula, v'hevesi eschem el'aretz. We should be brought to the land in full peace and in full geula. We're still waiting for, but these are the Arba Lashon Geula. We're going to be looking at the Mashar Chachma on the Arba Lashon Geula, the four promises, the eternal covenant, the eternal promise that God made with the Bnei Yisrael, but we will never be lost amongst the nations of the world, that He will see our affliction, hear our cries, take us out from their oppression, save us from the burdens, redeem us with an outstretched arm and a great judgment, and take us to Him as a nation. That's one passage I want to look at with you in the Mashar Chachma. In the Psukim. And then also I prepared here on the screen, you should see that I am now in Devarim chapter 23. Could you see I'm in Devarim Perachav Gimel? Yes, you could. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so the other pasuk that we're going to look at has to do with going out to war. Now this is in Devarim. Devarim is at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Va'era is really at the beginning of his career. The psukim we just looked at. Now we skip 40 years, and Devarim is known as Mishnah Torah. And in Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu reviews everything that happened. He gives us some new mitzvahs. He talks about going into Eretz Yisrael, setting up their community, their society, their country. And the pasuk tells us, it's Devarim Perachof Gimel, pasuk Yod. You could see it right here. Okay, Kiseitze Machana Ol Oivecha. Excuse me, when a camp goes out against your enemy, v'nishmarta mikol davara, you should be aware of anything bad. He says, when a camp goes out against your enemy, so when you, your camp, goes out against your enemy, v'nishmarta, you should be on guard, mikol davara, from any bad matter. The next pasuk, kiya becha ish asher lo yeh tohar, mikra laila, v'yatza am michutza machana, lo yeval tocha machana. And it will be when there is amongst you a man who is not pure, he had a night omission, so he is now impure from his omission, he should go outside of the camp, he should not come into the camp, and it will be when evening he should wash in water, meaning he goes to the mikvah, he immerses, and when the sun sets, he may come within the camp. Okay. Furthermore, the Yad Tiyah Lacham Michutz Samachan, there should be a designated place outside the camp, Yatzasa Shamachutz, and you should go there. In other words, when a person needs to use the bathroom, they shouldn't do it in the midst of the Machanam, because it is not Kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'tocha Machana, they should go outside. This is Devarim Perek of Gemma. So you see the Torah really covers all bases, and the Torah addresses all aspects of human life. And here it is addressing the need of the soldiers when they have to use the facility. So what should you do if you have to go to the bathroom? So you leave, you go outside of the camp. You should have a spade. Yes, said Tialacha al Osneich, you should have a spade in addition to your weapons, and it will be b'shift of chachutz when you have to use the facilities outside of the camp. The chafartaba, you should dig there, the shaft of vichisisa etzeisach. So what should you do? You should dig, and you should return, and you should cover up the excrement. That's what it means, and the Torah talks about every eventuality and every aspect of our lives. If you remember a few years ago, we saw the Gemara. The Gemara says, "V'yase tiyalech al aznech." You should have a spade or a shovel in addition to your weapons. But the Gemara says, "Aznech" is also like, doesn't it look like the word ozen, oznayim? It does. Why does it look like the word oznayim? The Gemara says, and we learned it, when a person hears Lashon Hara, he should use his fingers as a shovel or a spade, as spokes, and he should put his fingers into his ears. I don't know if anyone remembers, but we learned it. The Yeser Techal Aznech, the Gemara interprets this non-literally to tell you that these spokes, meaning your fingers, should be put into your ears when you hear Lashon Hara. Furthermore, the Gemara also says that's why your earlobes are soft, But if a person hears Lashon Hara, he should put his earlobe into his ear, so you should not have to hear the Lashon Hara. That's what the Gemara says. So first of all, we already know that this passage is somehow dealing with Lashon Hara, because Chazal clearly tell us on this Pasuk, it's Chav Gimel Yud Dalet, V'yasatel Echal Aznech. The Gemara interprets it non-literally to tell you either you need to put your fingers in your ears, those are the shovel or the spade with which you cover up the excrement. Don't listen. Put them into your ears, or take your earlobes and put them in your ears. But I want to show you, and we're going to really learn it from the Meshach Chachma, Kiseitse Machana Alavecha, going back to Pasuk Yud, which is the first Pasuk in this series that deals with the nation at war, right? When you go out, when your camp goes out against your enemy, you should guard from everything evil. If a person has a night omission, he has to leave the camp. If he has to use the bathroom, he should take a shovel, go outside the camp, cover up when he is finished using the bathroom. Masha Chachman is going to explain, I'm going to let you see it from Masha Chachman inside, but I'm just giving you a heads up. Why are we talking about this? Besides for the fact that Yesa Tealos Nech, especially in a time of war, always, but do not speak Lashon Hara. Kisei tse machan alavecha v'nishmarta mikol davar ra. Masha Chachma is going to teach us dibura. In a time of war, when your camp goes out against your enemy, you must have shmira mikol davar ra. V'nishmarta mikol davar ra. You must have shmira mikol dibura. Lashon Hara is always toxic, but especially in a time of war, and that's why these pieces are so relevant, because right now we all have to see ourselves as what is our mission as a soldier. Hashem Yishmar Aleihem Al Kulam. We have soldiers, mamish, kedoshim, giborim, who are fighting on the front lines, but we all have to see ourselves somehow as soldiers in Hashem's army. What is my tafka? This is a war against Klal Yisrael. It's not only a war against Medina Yisrael. It's a war against Eretz Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, and Am Yisrael. And every person has to internalize and ask themselves, what is my tafka during this war? So, the Nishmarta Mikol Davar Ra, the Meshech Chachma is going to teach us, and we're going to learn it inside. You have to, in a time of war especially, be on guard from any dibura. Shmira mi dibura. This is one of the greatest protections in a time of battle, knowing how to guard your tongue. That's what the Meshech Chachma says. And just like Esther Malka, the Rambam says, the whole nation was saved. Why? What was their merit? They all went to the party. 18,500 Jews went to the party of Achashveosh. Even though Mordechai told them, don't go, they didn't listen. They all went to the party. But what zchus did they have? The zchus of not slandering, not being vilamal shidim, not telling on Esther. V'nishmarta mikol davar ra. That was also a time of war. And they kept their mouths closed. Now let us go to the Meshech Chachma, which I also have for you here. Let me just find it. Okay, you should see it says Meshech Chachma Parshas Va'era Vavav. You do. Thank you so much. Let me just get my pointer, please. 1 second, please. Okay, this is the Meshech Chachma Parshas Va'era Vavav. So Parshas Va'era, like we already saw, the first source that we did in the Chumash is the Arba Lashon of Geula. Tzeisi V'hitzalti. We're going to look at the word vihitzalti, vehitzalti eschem. Hashem says, I will save you, bizro, and to you with an outstretched arm, and bishfatim gedolim, and with great judgments. Let's look at the Meshech Chachma. Yitachin, okay? Here's my sefer. What you see on the screen is a PDF so that you can learn along with me. Vihitzalti. Yitachin lehatzil. Hold on a second, here I am. Yitachin lehatzil. The Meshech Chachma is very deep and not the easiest sefer to learn. So it needs a lot of commentary. So this is the Meshech Chachma al HaTorah with the commentary of Rav Yehuda Cooperman Zatzal. He was actually, he was an expert on the Meshech Chachma, besides for being a Talmid Chacham and the dean of Mechala. He was actually the head of Mechala when I was there with Cooperman Zatzal. He led my trip to Poland. After my year in Mechala, Michal had an option to go to Poland for a week, and I went. Rav Cooperman, actually, we were zocha that he was the one who led our trip. So this is Meshech Chachma al HaTorah, Me'eis HaRav Meir Simcha Koimi Divinsk, but it is with the footnotes, the explanatory notes of Rav Cooperman Zatzal. Let's go. V'id Salti. Yitachin lehatzil kishanechri ro deif osan. So what is the intention here? That to be saved when the Nachri, when the non-Jew is chasing after them, Umatsu osan min hagayi. Some of the words I didn't know what it means. I had to look up. And to save them from the recruiter. In other words, I'm not exactly sure what it means, recruiter, whether it means, I don't think it means it goes into their army. But the Maisa, the Mesher Chachma is saying, and also, by the way, in his day in Europe, there were recruiters, especially when you're talking about the Cantonists in Russia, the Polish army, there were recruiters, actually. Well, if you took a look at this in a historical framework, there were recruiters who came to take the Jews to the army. Many tried to go to get exemptions, whether for health reasons or from the leading rabbi. So actually, it might mean it very literally. The intention is to save them when the non-Jew is running after them, and to save them from the recruiter, to going from the non-Jewish army. Aval lo kushehein rod fin ze et ze. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention is that he will save us, read Salti Aschem, when the Umas HaOlam, the Nachri, the non-Jew, is chasing after him, and to save them from the recruiter, in other words, to save us from the evil of the nations of the world. Aval, when will it, but it doesn't mean, lo kashen rod fin zerta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us, but not when we are chasing, when we're rodef one after another. And this is what the intention means, that they did not reveal the secrets of one another. So the Mashal Chachma says, V'itzalti zekosh Baruch Hu's promised to save us. Of course he's going to save us from the Umas Olam, but if we're chasing after each other, if we're turning on each other, Kosh Baruch Hu says, how can I save you from the outside enemies if you don't even save each other from each other? Let's look at footnotes number 17. The footnotes are the teachings, the glosses, the elucidation of Rav Kupperman. Achas me'arba ha'maylo shebizchusa nigal mitzrayim ki mevarba medrash tanchuma parshas balak simetes v'av yilam de rabbeinu bizchus kama dvarim nigal yisrael mitzrayim. So he quotes the medrash. The medrash teaches in what merit were the Israelites saved from Egypt. Okay, these parshas are coming up very quickly. Shelo shinu es shemosam, they didn't adopt Egyptian names. Velo shinu es lashonam, they didn't adopt the Egyptian language. Velo gilu mistarim shalahem, they didn't reveal the secrets of each other. Another girsa in the Medrash Rabbah, he's quoting from Medrash Tanchuma. Another girsa in Medrash Rabbah, they didn't speak Lashon Hara. These are obviously connected. Lo gilu mistarim shalahem, they didn't reveal the secrets of each other. And lo dibru Lashon Hara are very much connected. They both deal with Lashon Ra, bad speech. They just like by Esther Hamalka, Rambam writes, and again, thanks to Dr. Dan Geiser, for sharing that source. Just like by Esther Hamalka, the Rambam writes that they were saved from extermination and from annihilation at the hands of Haman because they all kept quiet, no one revealed the secret. So here too, the Mesher Chachman, the Hitzalti, alludes to, Rav Kupperman quotes the Medrash, that one of the merits by which they left Egypt, one of the merits which saved them from Egypt, they didn't reveal the secrets of one another. They were not malshin ra, one upon another. They knew when to hold their tongue. So according to Medrash Tanchuma, these are the four merits that got them out of Egypt. They didn't change their names. They didn't change their language. They did not reveal the secrets of one Jew about another to the Egyptians. And furthermore, they didn't, and they weren't poets barayus. They were not sexually immoral. In other words, they were sexually pure. Lefi divrei Rabbeinu, and according to the Mashach Chachma, v'hotzeisi, I will take them out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who k'neged shelo nachshdu al arayus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so there are four merits, Medrash says, stood for Israel to be redeemed from Egypt. They didn't change their names. They didn't change their language. They did not speak Lashon Ra. They didn't reveal the secrets of one another. They didn't speak Lashon Har. They were not poets by Rayos. According to the Mashach Chachma, each one of the Arba Lashon Ha'Geula corresponds to one of these Arba Milos. They had four merits, four complementary behaviors of Kedusha, that led to the four terms of redemption. According to the Mashach Chachma, says Rav Kupperman, the Fei Divrei Rabbeinu Votseisi, who can neged shelo nechshdu al arayus? Votseisi eschem mitachos suvus Mitzrayim, I will take them out from under the oppression of Egypt. That corresponds to, that is in the merit of, they were not sexually immoral. V'hitzalti k'neged lashon hara. The famous, you want to be saved from galus? Hashem is ready to save us. V'hitzalti eschem bizron and tuv v'yad b'shvatim gedolim. I will save you from the terrible Umas HaOlam that oppress you. I want to save you with an outstretched arm. I want to save you with great judgments. You need a merit to be saved. What's the merit of the people in Egypt? Keneged lashon hara. That they did not speak lashon ra, evil tongue, and this merit they received. V'chein hawa, and so too the next two correspond to each one of the merits. Yitzavenu yitzvayen ki rabbeinu mifarish es isra lashon hara b'tchum gilu mistorin. Klomar halshana lishtonos hamitzrim. We learn from here that Rabbeinu, meaning the Mashiach Chachma, is explaining the Isra of Lashon Hara, the prohibition of Lashon Hara, is in the realm of revealing secrets. Or in other words, revealing secrets falls under the umbrella of Lashon Ra. It's very important to remember that Lashon Hara literally means Lashon is a tongue, Hara is the evil one. And like we say in the Tefillah Al Hadibur, there are many things that are encompassed under the umbrella of Lashon Hara. Someone who expresses rage, ka'as, not for chinuch, and shows ka'as, but inside is calm. Someone who expresses ka'as at someone else falls under the category of lashon hara. The things that people say when they become enraged can be lifelong damage to somebody else, God forbid. Machlokes, whew. I was just reading Rabbi Victor Miller on Machlokes. It's from a few weeks ago. I don't have time to read it. I just picked up on Shabbos. Be'ezor Hashem, I hope in a few weeks later we'll get to that. Machlokes, gaiva, onas dvarim, halbanas panim, verbal oppression, embarrassment. So these things fall under the Yisrael Lashon Hara. And Rabbi Kuberman says that Mifaresh, Rabbeinu, the Mashiach Chachma, is explaining, based on Medrash Tanchuma, that the Yisrael of Lashon Hara encompasses not revealing secrets. Not to be a malshi, not to be an informer on Am Yisrael, klomar halshana lishaltonos hamitzvah, meaning to go slander to the Egyptian rulers. They did not do that. They did not slander one another, not for a reward, not for prominence, just like in the time of Esther Malka. Lulmas Yisrael lashon haru rechilos bein adam lechavero, because of the Yisrael, the prohibition of lashon hara. And Rechilas, do you know what so-and-so said about you? Between man and fellow men. In this merit, V'Yitzalti, that's where they receive, says the Mashiach Chachma, based on the Medrash. And furthermore, see what the Mashiach Chachma teaches in Devarim, V'Nishmarta Mikol Davar Ra. So this is the Mashiach Chachma to Parshas Va'era by the Arba Lashon HaGeula in Sefer Shemot. We are going to go to Devarim. Remember, I showed you two sources in Chumash. One is the Arba Lashon HaGeula. Then we went to the Varim Perachot Gimel, the Halachas of War. Kisei Sei Machana Alav V'Acha V'Nishmarta Mikol Davar Ra is the Varim Perachot Gimel Pasuk Yod, we saw. And then you also have the halachas of someone has a night on mission, and you also have the halachas of someone who has to use the bathroom. So we have different halachas of going to war. We learned that the Gemara we reviewed, we've learned it previously, that the Gemara says that this refers to the spokes of your fingers, which you shall put into your ears when you hear Lashon Hara. So the Mashiach Chachma is also going to be tying this in further and elucidating further there in Devarim, how in a time of war, how important it is not to be a malshin, not to speak lashon ra in time of war, because this brings tremendous chuyos to Klal Yisrael. So this is something that we all must internalize. This is a war against Klal Yisrael. It's not a war against Medina Yisrael solely. Everybody's viscerally aware of that. Look at the protest and anti-Semitism around the world. Rachman al-Tzana Hashem Yirachim. It's a war against Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael and Torah Yisrael. And everyone has to ask themselves, what do I need to do? So yes, we need to be marba b'Torah learning, for sure. Marba b'Tefillah, yes. But we're learning Esther, the Jews of Shushan on that time period, the Jews of Egypt on that time period. We're going to go to the halachos of Melchama and Devarim Perachot Gimel, which is not talking about a specific time period. And the merit of holding one's tongue comes the reward of V'hitzalti eschem b'zro l'tuya u'b'shvatim gedolim. Do we not want to see the promise of this fulfillment? So we all have to do our part. We have our soldiers who are being moser nefesh to protect physically the borders of Eretz Yisrael, to seek and eradicate the enemy b'zro l'shem. We have to ask ourselves, what do we need to do? What's our task? And the Mashiach Chachma is very clear, based on the Medrash. We don't know. One time you hold your mouth back. One time you don't say a word of Lashon Hara. You are contributing to the salvation of Am Yisrael. And the Mashal Chacham is going to refer to this as well, says Rav Cooperman in Devarim, which we are going to look at. So let's go back up now to the Mashal Chacham. That was Rav Cooperman. So v'yitzalti, this Lashon of Geula, is that the intention is to save them when the non-Jew is chasing after them, and to save them from the recruiter. And in Europe, again, 1800s, that was actually very, very relevant, because there were recruiters who would come to recruit the yeshiva students, who would come to the cantonists, Rachman al-Tzan. Aval lo kishahein rod fin zedzeh. Hashem wants to save us, but not if we are chasing after with wicked speech one another. And this is what it means. They didn't reveal the secrets. Rav Cooperman elucidated based on the Medrash what that means. Vezahu vezarama romes al kos berkas hamazon. And this v'yitzalti Hashem will save us when we hold our tongues, but not when we slander one another. This is alluded to in the cup of berkas hamazon benching, the kos of berkas hamazon. She ikar hamal shinus hu ba meha eder ha'amuna b'hashkacha u'michesron his tapkus. Why does a person speak Lashon Hara? The ikar, the main point of slander, one Jew speaking about another, one Jew, negative, Rachman al-Tzan telling on another, what does it come from? What is the main motivation for this poisonous, toxic, negative speech? It comes from meha eder ha'amuna b'ashkacha. It comes from a lack of amuna in a Kosh Baruch Hu supervision. If we really believe that Kosh Baruch Hu is Shivisi Hashem and Negdi Shamid, Tehillim Tas Zayin Ches, if you really believe that, Kosh Baruch Hu is before me always and consistently, if I really believe in Hashem's Hashkacha, that he is Mashkiach, he is supervising all the goings on, and the actions of every person, why would I ever speak Lashon Hara? I mean, just think about that. Doesn't that make so much sense? If I had full amuna that there is a Ribono Shel Olam, and he is watching everything I do, ayin ro'eh ozen shama'as v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavim, he's watching everything, listening to everything, writing everything down, and he's before me mamash always. And he's in charge with his hashkacha, his divine supervision of everyone and everything. Why would I ever speak Lashon Hara? It must be, says the Mashal Chachma, that the ikar malshin is hu ba me eder amuna b'hashkacha. I'm lacking some sort of amuna. Doesn't matter how much of Baal Muna I think I am. If I speak Lashon Hara, it means at that moment I have forgotten that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who's controlling the world. Why am I speaking negatively about the other person? That other person also is a Tzalem Elokim. That other person is a child of God. That other person has what Hashem says they should have. I have what I have. I should have by Kosh Baruch Hu. If I believe the Hashem's Hashkach, I wouldn't speak. That's why the Gedolim are on a different level than us, because they are viscerally read every second that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam in front of them. What else does Lashon Hara come from? U'michesron his tapkus, like maspik. If I know that I have enough, if I am content with everything I have, like enough? Okay, my friend has 6 vacation homes and a fleet of cars and servants and a yacht and a private jet, and I can never afford to go on a vacation. That's obviously an exaggeration. I'm not sure that there's anyone today in the Frum Belt who actually has that, but maybe. And I can never afford to go on vacation or take a day off work. I'm just using a mashal, okay? So it's jealousy. It's a lack of amuna in hashkacha, and I have a lack of contentment with what I have. That leads to Lashon Hara. This is alluded to in the cup of Birkas Hamazon, which we call benching. She ikar hamal shinus hu ba meha eder amuna b'shkacha u'michason histapkus. If I was totally content, Ezu asher samech b'chalko, with what I had, and I had full amuna in Kosh Baruch Hu Hashkacha, just think about it. It makes sense. I would never speak Lashon Hara. I have nothing negative to say about anybody else. If you say something negative about somebody else, you're really saying Lashon Hara kaviyacha about Kosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave them their life. Why am I talking negatively about them? So therefore, one who is a malshin, kol kois, kol minei gehem shotimbo, says the Ramban. Chazal say, whoops, sorry, I closed my sefer by mistake. Kol kois, v'lu oved avodah zarah. What do you mean? You're Oved Avodah Zarah? Someone who expresses rage through Lashon Hara against somebody else? Yeah, because you forgot this Hashem, so you must be worshipping idols. You're not worshipping God at that moment. And therefore, the ikur, the root, the motivation, the root, I'm not sure another word, the avmalshinus is a lack of amunah and Hashem's hashkacha, a lack of contentment with what I have. Remember, this is all related to Vitzalti. Who does not want to see the Hatzala come now? Mamish Bukharov. I can't imagine. I don't know who. It's such a time of pachad. The losses, it's Manomer Manadaber. Shlomi Kishlama Ab. We're not waiting for the Arvel Shonan Geula to come and save us from this Mitzrayim, Mitzarim, this Golos. But it's in our hands. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to save us. But lo kishen rodfin zed zeba. Hashem says, how could I save you from the umas ha'olam when you can't save each other from each other? You're chasing after each other? Whew! What does this have to do with Birkas Hamazon? What does this have to do with Birkas Hamazon? He just said that this alludes to Vitzalti, the cause of Birkas Hamazon. Because the root of Malshinus is a lack of amunah in God's divine supervision and providence, and from a lack of contentment from what I have. It makes sense. We understand that. Even if l'maisa, I'm not always able to carry it out, I understand in my head how that is correct. Hopefully, intellectually, I understand that. What does it have to do with Birkas Hamazon? Continues the Mesha Chachma. Birkas Hamazon hu shema'amin shakol achad nizon me'ashem yisparach. Birkas Hamazon means that I demonstrate that I believe that every single individual is sustained from a Kosh Baruch Hu. That means a person who has 4 yachts and 10 vacation homes and a fleet of cars and a chauffeur and 5 servants and I don't know, whatever. Continue. That's what Hashem wants them to have. Hashem wants me to have what I have. And the farmer who has orchards and apples and oranges and tomatoes and rimonim, that's what Hashem wants him to have. Birkas Hamazon demonstrates the belief that every person has zonas olam kula betuva b'chein b'chesed uv'rachamim. Kosh Baruch Hu is zonas olam. He provides for the world. Kulo, everyone in this world. B'chein b'chesed uv'rachamim. Umeha histapkus shemidakdin al atzman kizayis yikaveit. So this is referring to a Gemara. The Gemara says, ve'eno mekana l'chaveiro. That's not what the Gemara says. That's Rav Kupperman. Let's go back up to Rav Kupperman. Umi ha-histapkus maspik. Mistapik b'miyur. I have exactly what I'm supposed to have. Shemidaktin al-atzman kezayishu kaveitza. The Gemara says, Rav Kupperman quotes it in the footnote here. Okay, let's go to the footnote so you'll know what he's talking about. But I just want you to see that Birkas Hamazon comes from, says Rav Kupperman, the belief that every person is provided with the parnasa, the mazon, the food and sustenance they need from Hashem. So why am I talking about Hashem? Why does their life have to do with me? Nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to take care of them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to take care of me. The root of Lashon Hara is a lack of emunah. And it's a lack of contentment. And Birkas Hamazon is Adarabah. Birkas Hamazon is meant to demonstrate, just yesterday, I know. Not yesterday, Motzei Shabbos. We came home, we were out, Baruch Hashem, in a number of simchas, Hodel Hashem, Kitov, Kilon, Chastom. And I wanted to take 2 slices of multigrain bread, delicious multigrain bread with marinara sauce and melted cheese. So I said to one of my children, I want a hand, I said, but then I have to bench. And I said in the same sentence, I know, I'm not supposed to say that. So the child said to me, why are you saying that? It's a mitzvah to bench. So don't worry, I made it and I had it and Baruch Hashem, I benched and I had my Mulava Malka and I washed. But Birkas Hamazon, besides for expressing gratitude for the bread that we're eating, is also an expression in the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he takes care of every person what they're supposed to have. It's referring to a Gemara. We're going to get to the footnote. We need her. that even though we bench, the pasuk says Devarim Ches, pasuk Yod, v'achalta v'savato v'rach l'shem akecha, you should eat and be satiated. When you're full, you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Chazal say that B'nai Yisrael take upon themselves, even when they're not full, if they've only eaten Kezayis u'Kabeitza, the measurement of an olive, or the measurement of an egg, they still bench, okay? However, look at the next line. V'ein mikana l'chaveiro. Now he adds a new dimension. Birkas HaMazon, not only does it show amuna on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not only does it show belief in his hashkacha, that he is mizan l'kol, he provides for all, it shows that the person does not have jealousy of what his friend has. Jealousy will lead to, look at the brothers in Yosef. How did we get into the mess of Golas Mitzrayim in the first place? Vayisnu also achalamasav al devarav. They hate him for his dreams and for the Lashon Hara. Now they can't speak to each other peacefully. Now there's jealousy. Leads to Lashon Hara. Leads to Mechalukas. It leads to Galus. But Birkas HaMazon is the antidote to Lashon Hara. Imagine. It's a beautiful Chiddush, says the Meshech Chachma. You want the Yitzalti? You want me to save you? I also want to save you, says God. You think Hashem wants us to be suffering like this? Then Gosh Baruch Hu wants us to be... So many soldiers, fathers, sons, brothers, grandsons, husbands. Those of us who are not on the front lines, and most people listening to this year, that refers to us. In what way can I contribute to the war effort? And the Meshech Chachma here is very clear, based on the Medrash Tanchuma. The Vitzalti comes, it's connected. The Yeshua that comes for not speaking Lashon Hara, for not being a Malshi. And now he takes us into the understanding of why a person would speak negative speech in the first place. Lashon Ra. That's because there's a lack of Emunah Hashem Sashkacha. There's a lack of contentment with my life. Birkas HaMazon is a tikkun for this. But as Birkas HaMazon demonstrates, of course Yeshua asked my son, say, why are you saying that, Mommy? It's a mitzvah. He was right, of course, I know. You believe that every person is sustained from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like with whatever he wants me to have. And I am mistapik, I am sufficiently content with what Hashem wants me to have. Ve'eino mekana l'chaveiro. And he does not have jealousy of his friend, which is another mida meguna that will certainly lead to Lashon Hara. So often the root of slanderous speech is because we're jealous. Look, I want to show you the Rav Cooperman's footnote to the last sentence that we just read of the Meshech Chachma, that then we will not come to have jealousy. Look at what the Rav Cooperman says. U'bazel lo yagili dei cheid hamalshinus. If we do not have jealousy one to another, if we are mistapik with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, ad kazayis, ad kabeita, mistapik b'mir, if we understand that everything is from Hashem, and therefore, we will not come to the sin of slandering. What's my tafkid? I'm not standing on the front lines with a gun, with a tank. I don't know what to do. It's not my tafkid. But we have other tafkidim. There are spiritual soldiers also. You know what? I want to read you something. I wasn't planning to, but because I said we're spiritual soldiers. I want to read you something, because I said they're spiritual soldiers. Okay. I wasn't planning to read this, actually. It's very powerful. That's the Meshech Chachma. I screen shared it, but anyone who's listening online, the Meshech Chachma to Shemos, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav. In Chanukah Mishpacha, in the Chanukah edition of Mishpacha, which was last week's Mishpacha, I don't know if you saw, I didn't have time to read it till this past Shabbos, but there was a lot of very fascinating things to read. There was an interview with Amichai Schindler, who survived the terror attacks of 10/7, lost both of his arms and one remaining finger of 10. It's unbelievable if you did it. It's kedai to read. It was an incredible article on the Chazon Ish. There was an interview, it's called Home at Last, a week after Chen Avigdor's wife and daughter were finally freed from 50 days in Hamas captivity. The popular comedy scriptwriter is helping heal family scars. It's an interview with Chen Avigdor. His wife and daughter were visiting in the south on October the 7th, and they were kidnapped. They were released after 50 days in Hamas captivity. It's a long interview. It's really amazing. If you could read it, you should. Along with the story of the Chazon Ish, the article on the Chazon Ish, and the article on Amichai Schindler. It was an excellent mishpacha, the Chanukah edition. But I was just saying, the last thing I said, based on a very powerful Mashal Chachma, which we are in a time of Shibur Mitzrayim, not Mitzrayim, actually Egypt, but enslavement between the straits. And we are in a time of Shibur Galios, and the Galus is very, very apparent, and the war is very, very strong. And we are all amassing, hopefully, as many Zchuyos as we can. And it's very clear that something we must work on is strengthening our purity of speech. This is the very end of the interview with Chen Avigdor. For Avigdor, it's now chapter 2 of his personal story. But it's also a national story that hasn't ended. While 102 hostages were released, Israel believes at least 130 are still being held in Gaza, including another 17 women and 2 children, including 10-month-old, by now probably 11, Kfir Bibas, presumed to have been handed over to the Islamic Jihad, Yimach Shemam, in southern Gaza with his 4-year-old brother and his parents. The fact that my wife and daughter are at home is not the end of the story for me, said Chen Avigdor. The mission has not yet been completed. I'm going to keep on being active, keep up the fight until the last hostage is returned. This is not a local issue. This is not an Israeli issue. It's an international issue, a basic humanitarian issue. No one my daughter's age, she is 12, should ever be held captive. No one should have to go through this. It's a minimum value of the Western world. Everyone should be advocating or fighting for the release of all the hostages until the very last one is released. This is what needs to be done. The how part, I can't tell you. I'm a comedy writer. I leave that up to the military and intelligence people. Yet, before, for me at least, it was, we have to get them out. Now my family is facing the personal challenge of recovery, of rebuilding our lives. But I can't forget the larger story. Because I know what it feels like to hold your daughter again after 50 days in captivity. I want everyone to experience that boundless joy and gratitude. There is another angle to his campaign as well. Avigdor was part of a delegation that met with Rabbanim, and it was a huge eye-opener for him. He says he had no idea there was a spiritual angle to the war, and that there was a spiritual angle to the fight for releasing the captives. We learned, we met with the rabbis, about what the children have been doing in Cheder, about all the Kabbalot of Bachurim and Yeshivot and seminaries, all the Tehillim, the Shmirat Halashon initiatives. I promise I wasn't planning to say this, but I said that there's a spiritual war. That's what this father, who is secular, who is a comedy screenwriter, who had no idea of this from Dati world, says. I'm going to repeat it. We learned about what the children have been doing in Cheder, about all the Kabbalot, the resolutions that people have accepted upon themselves to better themselves, of Bachurim and Yeshivot and seminaries, all the Tehillim, all the Shmirat HaLoshon initiatives. All that has been going on inside Haredi society, we knew nothing about it. And when we heard, we couldn't even really understand it. It's so distant from our world. One of my goals is to find a way to tell the secular public about this, even though these initiatives might seem foreign to us initially. I don't really know what this hishtadlut is, what small children are accomplishing on a spiritual level for the war. Well, it means that a child in Cheder takes upon himself an extra learning Mishnayot by heart and not talking Lashon Hara for an entire day. I'm actually quoting, I'm not making up any words. It's a Chanukah edition of Mishpacha, page 108. This is the second time he refers to not talking Lashon Hara for an entire day. Are people making commitments about Halacha, Shmirat Shabbat, modesty? I don't know what that means, and neither does my sector, the secular sector. But that doesn't mean we don't want to know. We want these things publicized so we can understand them and appreciate our brothers and realize we're all in this together. It made me realize how it doesn't matter what you eat, how you dress, what you do on Shabbat. We are all one nation. We are one people. This is something that has given me hope, not only for the hostages, but for the country's future. I always assumed it was us against them. I never realized that there was this all-encompassing feeling of love and mutual responsibility. Maybe together we can build something new out of the ashes. The peace speaks for itself. Mashiach Chachma says, the Lashon of Vehitzalti, Hashem Baruch Hu wants to save us. Yitachin lahatzah, kishanachri rodef osan. Umatzah osan min hagayesh. Avalo kishahein rodfin zeh et zeh. Hashem Baruch Hu wants to save us. When the enemy is chasing after us. When the recruit is chasing after us. But he can't save us when we are chasing after one another. Be'ezrat Hashem, there's a spiritual war. Secular Jews are awakening their neshama and realizing, did I say secular war? There's a spiritual war. And secular Jews are awakening within their neshama and recognizing that there's a spiritual war. Let us recognize our role as soldiers in the spiritual war. It's very clear that in this chus of shmiras halashon, of rooting out jealousy, of strengthening emunah and hashkachas pratis, in recognizing Kosh Baruch Hu gives everyone exactly what they need, we will increase ahavas Yisrael. We will increase Shmira mikol davara, the Meshech Chachma that Be'ezrat Hashem Bli Neder we're going to get to next time, the Shmarta mikol davara, and then we will be zochet to see not only the fulfillment of the Arba Lashon Gula, but the fifth as well, the Yvesi Eschem El Ha'aretz, Asher Nasas Yes Yadi L'Seis Lahem. I wish everybody a week, a day, a time of Bisuras Tovas, Yeshuas Nechama, Nasata Shalom Ba'aretz, the Chol Yoshva, the Simchas Olam the Yoshva. Thank you so much, everybody. Besoros Tovos and Kol Tov.